So this always kind of reminds, well, and Mahayana, if you like, Mahayana ethics is an ethics of virtue which has very strongly there the consequences of our actions alongside a very strong virtue, which is the virtue of compassion. So compassion fed by wisdom, if you like. I'm reminded of a quote by somebody called Joseph Fletcher, who was quite big in situation ethics. He was a Catholic, actually, who was quite influential in the liberation theology movement in Latin America. And he says, "The only standard of right and wrong in this world is the maximization of love." Quite like that. The maximization of love. I think we could also say, or I would like to say, for me, what the standard of right and wrong in this world is the maximization of connectedness with life. You know, when my actions connect me with others, then I feel that I'm living in harmony with my values. And of course, I mean, it's another way of saying love, really, isn't it? The same cup of tea, really. So the ethics of engagement, if you like, is a virtue-based ethics for me. It's coming into relationship, it's coming into connectedness. We can see the five precepts under that light. We can see the five precepts that we take as a kind of moving away from, even a going forth, to use that terminology, from behaviour that cuts us off from others, and a moving towards behaviour which connects us and which maximises love and connectedness. So the very first precept in terms of non-violence, we undertake to abstain from actions which cause harm. And we move towards and create actions that, you know, that bring us into loving kindness, etc., through the precepts. In fact, a couple of years ago, we came up with a slightly different approach into the five precepts, which starts with that feeling my interconnectedness with all beings. I'll look them out, and maybe we could recite them at some point. Not as a substitute to the five precepts that we take as Buddhists, but as a kind of opening out and understanding them from a slightly different viewpoint. So that ethics, how we live in a suffering world. And for me, I realised actually this morning when I was meditating that those three ways of looking at interconnectedness are kind of cognitive and philosophical, looking at shunyata, really trying to kind of unpack and get a sense of what impermanence and insubstantiality is in a real way, and not just as a kind of, you know, theoretical thing, but in a real felt sense of what does that mean? What does it actually mean to have a sense that I'm impermanent? What does it actually mean to have a real felt sense of kind of not being separate? And the volitional sense of that, you know, the living in solidarity with that, really being willing to kind of try and open up in compassion beyond my own sense of what's right and wrong, beyond my own likes and dislikes. And that engagement of ethics, I suddenly thought, oh, it's the three characteristics of the enlightened mind. Obvious, really, but, you know, we say that the awakened heart or the awakened mind, traditionally enlightenment has three aspects, wisdom, compassion and energy. I thought that's actually what it is in a way, isn't it? It's the wisdom to really explore into impermanence, the wisdom, the kind of, but wisdom in a heartfelt sense, and the compassion that would naturally arise out of that, and then the energy that that gives us, the energy that we have to actually move and act in the world in a way that's in accordance with those values. So, had a little, one of those little moments. And the world needs this, I suppose, is where I went to finish. The world needs this so much. And this is why this work that reconnects for me is so important. It's not a substitute for Buddhism. For me, it's a tool within my Buddhist practice. It's something that makes great sense to me in a way and gives me tools and ways of working. And that's what I'm interested in. In a way, I'm interested in tools that help me work with my own tendencies to separateness, with my selfishness, with a big mistake that I'm living and thinking that I have independent existence. So it's a tool for me. But that context of wisdom, compassion and energy, that context of the awakened heart and the enlightened mind is the backdrop for that. That's the kind of the driver.